Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Make sure you visit www.thinkbigradiohost.com. That's ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Make sure you visit www.thinkbigradiohost.com. That's www.thinkbigradiohost.com to learn more about your big thinking hosts and how their networks and businesses can assist your goals. Without further ado.
Hello, thinkbigradio.com listeners. It's the Financially Savvy Sister, your host for today. Today we have with us William Patterson, who is the co-author of The Barren Son and is a wealth coach and business consultant. William, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great, great. Well, let's get this interview started. Before we get started, can you make sure that everyone has your contact information so that they can reach you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can be reached toll-free at 888-90-BARON. That's 888-90-BARON. You can also visit us online at baronseries.com, and I'll spell that for people. That's baronseries.com, baronseries.com.
Great, great. So, William, can you tell us a little bit about what you do as a wealth coach and business consultant?
Sure. Well, I'll back up. I'm chairman and CEO of the Warkoffer Capital Group, LLC, which is a financial holding company. We do staged investments in private businesses and also high-end commercial real estate ventures. I also run the business and personal finance website, the Barron Series, or BarronSeries.com, based on my best-selling book, The Barron Son. As part of running the Barron Solution Group, which is the training company, we teach business and personal finance skills to adults and children across the U.S. and abroad.
Okay, great. Great. So what does – you have a website that – did you give the web address?
Sure. It's BarronSeries.com.
Okay. And on your website, you have a lot of different – places that people can go to get information about wealth building. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We teach an approach called the Barron Solution, which is based on a five-step action plan for building wealth. Number one is getting control of your debt. Using many of our accelerated programs, most people can pay off all of their debt, including mortgages, student loans, car loans, and just about any other type of debt, personal loans, in 5 to 7 years using only their own income. We also teach a person how to build up a cash reserve so that they'll have enough money to either take advantage of some investment opportunities that may present themselves or to handle any emergencies that come up. We also show them how to put in place a long-term investment portfolio so that they can have hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, by the time they retire. Then we focus on building a cash flow portfolio where they learn to create and acquire assets that produce income, and that income will eventually surpass their expenses. That way they own their time, and they can retire from their job a lot earlier. Or if you have a person that's within 15 years or so of retirement, these strategies tend to make more sense than trying to accumulate a nest egg of $1 to $2 million. And then the fifth thing we focus on is helping that person execute their great idea, their multi-million dollar idea. We show them how to bring structure to that idea, how to build teams so that they can start and build a million-dollar business. So that's our five-step action plan for building wealth, and it all begins with having the proper mindset, which is actually what our book, The Barron Son, talked about, is how you develop the proper mindset for building wealth and also entrepreneurship.
Okay, can you share a little bit about what ways and methods our listeners can can use to actually develop that mindset, especially in light of the recession that we're in?
Well, one of the big things that people need to understand is that most individuals are using an outdated model, or worse, have no model for financial independence. They're trying to build wealth with a linear approach, meaning that they have a one-to-one relationship with money. They trade an hour of their time for a certain dollar amount, usually through a job. And I always say that a job is a $50,000 solution to a million-dollar problem. And if you have a million-dollar problem, you, of course, have to use a million-dollar solution. So what a person has to do is to begin developing multiple streams of income, specifically income, residual income, or passive income. And I'll just break down the differences between those. For a lot of people, when they think multiple streams of income, they may think, because I have three jobs, I have multiple streams of income. But that's not the type of income we're talking about. You definitely want passive income, which means you don't have to work for the income that you receive. An example of that might be rental real estate, where you have a property manager managing that property and you receive that income. Or you may have residual income that's created through, let's say, a direct sales opportunity or a network marketing opportunity, where you perform or sell a product or service once, and you receive income continuously for the work or that sale that you did at that one particular point in time.
Okay. Okay, so do you think that everyone should own like a home business or be a small business owner to
Absolutely.
Build that income?
Absolutely. In this environment, it's particularly crucial. When we're seeing massive layoffs, again, unemployment at a 26-year high, one of the worst employment reports in history recently came out. It's important for people to begin to diversify their streams of income. When you think about any major corporation, a Fortune 500 corporation, a Fortune 100 corporation, they don't just have one stream of income. They don't just have one client. They have multiple streams of income, multiple products and services that they provide their customers. People need to begin to shift their thinking to think more like corporations, and they need to develop these multiple streams of income, and they need to have multiple clients, not just an employer. That's why a business is so important. Not only do you have the opportunity to build wealth and bring in more income, you can also create more in tax deductions, and those tax deductions can certainly add up to thousands of dollars for you. One of the things that you can do is you can adjust your withholdings if you also work a job based on the tax deductions that you'll create after having a conversation with your accountant or tax preparer, and then you can go into your HR department and adjust your withholdings, and this can add an additional $100 to $200 to your paycheck immediately. That's the power of starting a smaller home-based business.
So it definitely is about changing your thinking and looking at like the bigger picture, figuring out different ways. Because when you mention corporations, use services and products, instantly my mind went to, so you can't just look at what can I provide in a single-minded way. Like you can't just look at I can provide this service. What products can you provide? What other services can you provide to develop this big home-based business that's profitable? And I think that's really, really interesting.
Absolutely. One big point that I always like to make for people is that it's not just about selling a product or a service. You really want to look at solving a problem, and you want to look at how many people can I solve this problem for. Now, when we talk about building a business, primarily we're not talking about just being self-employed, particularly if you're looking to scale that business. As for many people, being self-employed is like having a job. We don't want you to own a job. We want you to own a business. And we always say that being self-employed is the key to having a heart attack, owning a business where you don't necessarily have to work in that business on a day-to-day basis. That is the key to building wealth. When you're looking at, let's say, a person who works a job, obviously there's only so much wealth that you can build because you're doing everything yourself. But once you're able to create a product or a service once that you can sell infinitely, you now have the opportunity to bring in much more income. So you really want to look at ways in which you can scale the business. And for small business owners, this is something that's achievable if you build the business the right way from the beginning and you look at bringing in virtual teams or virtual assistants. And not just people who, let's say, may answer phones or do book travel, things of that nature, from a purely administrative perspective, but people who can focus on the profit centers of the business, people who can actually bring in revenue for you. And virtual assistants are actually fairly inexpensive to hire. They can be acquired at $25 an hour. Most have about a 10-hour contract per month. So you're looking at about $3,000 a year, and you can get 120 hours of work out of a person for a very small amount of money. So if you have someone working 120 hours and they can't generate more than $3,000 a year, you typically have something wrong with the business model. And that's one of the ways that we look at scaling businesses for these small business owners so that they can live the lifestyle of comfort that they desire and don't have to just create another job for themselves.
Okay. Is that also a way for them to increase their profitability?
Absolutely. The more you can, and one of the big things that we always talk about is the key, one of the keys to building wealth is creating the value and creating more value. And the more value that you can create, the more wealth that you'll be able to accumulate. By bringing in other people to help you build a business, you can focus on those aspects of the business that are your core competency, the things that you do well, the things that you're passionate about. Those are the things that you can focus on and you should focus on, not necessarily those mundane tasks that can be outsourced to someone else or that can be done better by someone else.
Okay. So I want to take this with a couple of examples and tell me how this works out. You have someone who is looking to start a small business, but they don't necessarily know. They have an idea of what type of service they want to provide. What type of consultant advice would you give them?
Well, through the Barron Solution Group and BarronSeries.com, we actually have 30 startup guides. So for even that person who has no idea what type of business they want to start, they just know they've always had this passion to be an entrepreneur. They've always wanted to own their own business. We can help them even figure out what's going to be the best fit for them. The next thing that we do, after that person decides that this is something they want to do in terms of pursuing an entrepreneurial lifestyle, then we do a needs assessment and a skills assessment. The needs assessment tells us exactly what that person's goals are, what their time horizon is, and also what they're starting with, not just the financial resources, but the other resources, such as their network. And then we look at a skills assessment, which tells us exactly what skills they have and or need to develop relative to that goal. You have some people that say, hey, I want to be a millionaire next week, but when you look at the resources that they're starting with, they have a very limited network or they have limited resources that they're starting with, which means you either have to lower the goal or you have to extend the time frame, or you're going to have to bring in some more capital and resources on the front end. So these are the things that come out of the needs assessment and the skills assessment. Then we formulate a plan for that person. We look at defining some 30, 60, 90-day, and one-year goals, and we come up with the action items that will help them reach that goal sooner. And we bring all of the different resources. Through the Barron Solution Group, we really offer the most fully integrated, comprehensive business coaching program out there because we have so many niche programs. We have programs for women. We work with in children. We have clients that are doing T-shirt businesses in Florida to clients who are doing manufacturing plants in China. There are a lot of great systems that people need to integrate into their business to be able to scale it and turn it into a multi-million-dollar business.
Okay. Okay, what about small business owners who are stagnant, and they are trying to find new customers. A lot of people don't have as much disposable income as they used to have before. What type of advice or suggestions do you have for them?
Well, this is something that we get a lot of clients from, is people who have reached a certain peak level for their business, and they're really looking for ways to grow the business. Of course, surveys are a powerful way to figure out. One, you can survey your most profitable customers and figure out new products and services that you can provide them. A lot of times it's easier to service and create additional value for the customers you already have than to go out and acquire new customers. Other things that you can do, you can look at doing these surveys to find out what people need before, during, and after the time they use your product or service. That the answer to that question will tell you and give you some terrific insight because that will show you where you can partner, what other types of products and services you can either look to create or that you can sell as an affiliate product or what's known as a private label product. A private label product is a product that's manufactured by someone else that they allow you to put your brand on, similar to when you go into a grocery store and you see the store brand juice. The store doesn't manufacture that juice. They buy it from someone else, and they put their label on it. Well, that's what you can do with many of your products and services, and this is what will allow you to, one, bring in more income, provide greater value for your customers without raising your costs. So doing affiliate products as well as private label products can be a great way to do that. Also, looking at bundling services, again, based on what your customers need before, during, and after the time they use your product and service, will allow you to become a one-stop shop. This can also differentiate you from other businesses if you are in what's known as a commodity-based business, where you're essentially struggling to sell the same product or service as everyone else. So you need some type of differentiator. Becoming a one-stop shop can become that differentiator.
Okay. That makes sense, and that's some really, really, really good advice there. You had talked about we had started off talking about personal income and building wealth on the personal level, and then we kind of shifted a little bit to talk about small business and home-based businesses. But I wanted to go back to the personal wealth building. Do you think that now is a good time for people to invest in property and to purchase homes and things like that as a way to build wealth?
Absolutely. Right now is probably the best time in over 50 years to buy property, whether you're looking at foreclosures, tax liens, apartment buildings. This year, next year, because prices have come down so significantly, because there's so much excess inventory on the market, this is now your time. But you want to do it, of course, with some competent advisors. You don't want to buy all this property in your own name and use all kind of crazy forms of leverage, which is one of the things that created this real estate bubble, is you had all of these people who were wildly over-leveraged. I had one woman who came into one of my real estate workshops. She said, I wish I had taken this workshop earlier because I bought two properties in my own name. They ended up, I was having some problems with the renters. They ended up going into foreclosure, and now she had two foreclosures on a personal credit report. You want to look at ways in which you can form syndicates. You can buy properties cash in certain parts of the country. You're looking at areas like Detroit, parts of California, where there are 9 foreclosures for every new home, for every one home purchase. But in parts of Detroit, you can buy a property for cash and you can rent it out at positive cash flow. These are things that you can do as part of a team, and you can capitalize an entity, and you can remove that risk from your personal credit on to your business credit. So these are different things that a person can do to take advantage of that real estate market. If you're a person who's been looking to buy that first home, again, this is the type of market that's going to definitely give you some opportunities. You can even look at owner financing. Many people are having difficulty getting loans in this environment, so you can look at having that owner finance that property for you. Of course, tax liens in some markets, you can get as much as 50% on your money for a tax lien. So there are some huge opportunities in this market for people who have the right knowledge and the right advisors and the right team behind them.
So, and how does this affect wealth? I understand, you know, a lot of people talk about you purchase the property and then you turn around and sell it and you just make money off of the property. Is that what you're referring to when you say build wealth, or is there something else in that?
Well, that's a great question. When we talk about building wealth, it's all about creating and acquiring assets that produce income and using the success or the appreciation of that asset or that business to create and acquire other businesses as well. So it's like a chess game, and you're always advancing your position on the board. There are a couple of ways that you can make money. Of course, you can buy an asset that rapidly appreciates in value and sell it. Of course, buy low, sell high, the classic rule of investing. But there are many problems that a lot of people miss when they just think about buying buying low and selling high. They don't learn how to play the downside of a market. And this is really the opportunity of a lifetime to build wealth if you learn how to play the downside of the market. If you know how to play the downside of the stock market, you see that stocks go down a lot faster than they go up. It's a lot easier to pick a bad company than it is to pick a good company. It's a lot easier for companies to fail than it is for them to succeed. So for many people, picking bad companies and betting on them to go down is a great way to build wealth. Now, some people have kind of a moral issue with betting on companies to go down, but even if you're an investor who goes long or bets on companies to go up, you at least need to understand how to use these different market instruments so that you can protect your investment portfolio. A lot of people may say, wow, I don't have time to learn this, but they're losing tens of thousands of dollars in their retirement account. You could turn that around, and you can literally make your annual salary in a day if you learn how to use these strategies. The same thing in the real estate market. I have so many real estate clients, real estate agents, who are hurting right now because all they know how to do is to sell single-family homes, but they don't know really how to capitalize on that REO market, how to capitalize on tax liens. These or even market commercial real estate in a certain way that allows them to carve out a brand and a unique niche market. So it's really about understanding the ways in which you can play the downside of the market. And if you understand how to play the downside of the stock market, the real estate market, or the general business economy, where you can acquire struggling competitors and you can consolidate your industry, there are huge opportunities if you have the financial intelligence to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. My question, though, is for the people who have those investments and they have those retirement accounts and their money is caught up, some of their money is caught up in the stock market, and their confidence in the market is really low. What are your suggestions that they take to actually protect those investments and those retirement accounts and any other things that they have that are constantly, daily losing value?
Well, one of the big things you want to do is to bring it back to the fundamentals and to really look at what is the company actually worth and would I buy this stock today at this particular price? If you would, you buy more. If you look at the fundamentals and you say this company is actually worth less or worth more than what it's trading, you buy it. But if you wouldn't buy this company today, then you probably want to sell it. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to sell at a loss, but again, if we say that if you invest in a company that's losing money, you have a high probability of losing your investment. So you want to, whether you own a mutual fund or whether you own a stock, take a moment to pull out that annual report. It's not as difficult to look at as you would think. There are a couple of lines that you're looking at. You're looking at the line of revenue, which is how much this company brings in terms of sales. Then you're looking at their expenses. Hopefully, they're selling more than their expenses, which would mean that the company is operating at a profit. That's what you would see on the income statement. There's another statement, which is known as the balance sheet, where you look at the company's assets, and you say, wow, the company's assets are going up year over year. Their liabilities or their debts are staying even or they're going down, which means the company is worth more every day. Think about it from the same standpoint that you would look at your finances, and you say, wow, did I make more money this year than I made last year? Then I'm doing okay. Did I control my expenses? Okay, then I did better. When you look at your assets, do I own more assets this year than I owned last year? Then I'm doing okay. These are the same common sense things that you look at when it comes to the company. Then you break it down to the level, what's known as the cash flow statement. This is a key financial statement because it tells you where that company is getting its money from. It tells you if the company is staying afloat because it's selling its assets or it's selling stock to investors or if it's actually making money from its core business. This would be the equivalent of, let's say, you operating on a personal level, selling your TV set, selling your computer, selling all these things in order to pay your rent. This is what the cash flow statement tells you. And when you look at, okay, this person is also able to pay their bills because they're taking cash advances on their credit card. That's what the cash flow statement tells you. So having this kind of insight, in a matter of minutes, you can determine whether or not this is a good company to invest in. And I would encourage people to look at the top 10 holdings of their mutual fund. Are those companies losing money? Remember this key Barron insight. If you invest in a company that's losing money, you have a high probability of losing your investment. So you don't want to invest in those companies that are losing money, and you want to look for those companies that are undervalued right now, and there are some great opportunities out there.
You know, when you say it, it just seems so logical. If they're losing money, then I'm going to lose money too. You know, it just makes so much sense. But it seems that we constantly make mistakes when it comes to, like, what do you think are causing these mistakes on the personal level as well as the small business owner level, and how can we remedy those mistakes?
Well, one great thing that I always say, and I'm going to talk about the seven major reasons that people struggle financially in a moment, but one of the big mistakes is that people don't have a coach. They don't have the proper advisors. And I use the sports analogy. You have a person who's, let's say you're on a basketball court, and you're competing against the dream team or the all-star team that's being coached by Phil Jackson over there. And you're at the other end of the court. You don't have a team. You don't have a coach. You don't have a game plan. You don't even know the rules of the game. And you're competing against all of these, let's say, these Wall Street bankers. You're competing against all of these advertisers and companies trying to get you to buy things that you don't need. And, of course, you're going to get slaughtered because you don't have the proper insight. You don't have the proper team. But one of the things that a coach can do is a coach can surround you with all-stars. A coach can help you develop the skills that you need to be successful and to compete effectively. That's why you need a coach. And that is the number one reason that people struggle financially, which really has nothing to do with money, is the fact that they don't have a mentor or an advisor who can help them avoid a lot of the hurdles and pitfalls out there.
Okay. So it's actually having the coach. What are the seven major reasons that people struggle financially?
The number one reason, as I mentioned, is the fact that a person doesn't have a coach or an advisor. And if you were to think back to school, imagine your life if you had not gone to school. If you never had a teacher in your life. Okay, if you never had a teacher in your life, of course it would be very difficult for you to build wealth. The second reason is most people do not truly believe in their heart and mind that they can change the condition of their life starting from where they are. Most people do not believe that they can become millionaires or that they can get out of their financial condition. I use the example of Barack Obama. Many people told him, there's no way, it's not your time to be president. If he didn't actually believe that he could be president, he never would have tried. And this is where most people are. They will not even try because they don't believe. You have to change that belief system. And that's also something that a mentor or a coach can do for you, is help you change your belief system. The third reason that people struggle financially, which, again, has nothing to do with money, is their network. Realize your network is a direct reflection of your net worth. If you were to average out to take the median income of all the people that you spend time with, you would find your income. So one of the fastest ways for you to increase your income is to change the people that you spend the majority of your time with. I'll say that again. One of the fastest ways for you to change your net worth is to change the people that you spend the majority of your time with. Also realize
the birds of a feather flock together.
Yes, the birds of a feather flock together. Or another one, if you hang around nine broke friends, you're bound to be the tenth. That is the adage right there. The other thing is realize that 80% of your success will be based on your ability to form strategic partnerships, joint ventures, and other types of relationships. But you don't want to show up with this I need, I want type of mentality. You want to show up with some type of turnkey solution, and you want to identify the value and the benefit that you can bring to relationships. That may be an idea, that may be capital, that may be an audience, but you want to take some time to kind of inventory your skills and your assets. The fourth reason is most people are trying to build wealth using a job. And as we mentioned, again, a job is the wrong way to go. You want to focus on the major wealth-building vehicles, the stock market, real estate, and entrepreneurship. Those are going to get you to wealth a lot faster. The fifth and sixth reason are knowledge and tools. I use the example of a person in New York trying to get to California, and you tell them that the price of a plane ticket is $600. They say, oh, no, that's too expensive. I think I'd rather walk. That's what you have people doing every day. They're trying to walk to California instead of using and investing in the knowledge and the tools that can get them to their destination a lot faster. Most people have spent tens of thousands of dollars and 12 to 20 years in school learning to be an employee, but next to nothing learning how to be a business owner and an investor. So you have to make that change. And then number seven, most people are not doing the most important thing every day that will change the condition of their life. They want to do the small things just to check something off of the to-do list, but they're not going after the million-dollar deal. They're not calling on the million-dollar CEO. They want to go after the $5 and the $10 deals. And if you are going to go after the $5 and the $10 deals, you have to use the Walmart model, and you have to do it at a scale that can get you to $1 million. So those are the seven major reasons that people struggle financially, which have nothing to do with money. It's really just the choice of focus. And that last one about doing the most important thing every day, that's also something that a mentor or a coach can help you with by helping you to focus on the thing that's really going to impact your life dramatically.
That's interesting, especially the second to the last thing that you mentioned about most people spend their life thousands of dollars learning how to be an employee. That is so true, and I never even thought of it in that way. So that's very interesting. Well, you're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to learn and to teach. We're here with William Patterson, who is a wealth coach and business consultant. William, can you please give our listeners your contact information one more time?
Absolutely. You can call toll-free 888-90-BARON. That's 888-90-BARON. You can also visit us online at baronseries.com. That's baronseries.com, baronseries.com.
So for those who have just joined in with us, we've been talking a little bit about ways to build wealth in your personal finances as well as a small business owner, and ways to be a small business owner as a way to increase your personal finances. And William just shared with us the seven major reasons why people struggle financially. And now I want to ask you a question that is on your website, and I just want you to walk through it because I thought it was a really interesting question. The question is, how should the growth process be scheduled, and how do you determine what business needs to get to the next level, along with priorities and how to set them?
That's a great question. You really want to look at the scale of the business and the priorities moving forward. What is your ultimate goal for the business? And some people have the goal of just running a small home-based business. Other people want to take their company public. So you really want to look at it in a way that you're not going to overextend yourself. You're not going to overuse credit. You want to, one, look for ways in which you can invest in the business and use the revenues of the business to grow that business. There are ways in which you can use other assets such as business credit. A lot of people think that, wow, my personal credit is so bad, there's nothing I can do. But there's business credit that you can leverage. So you really want to look at the financing options for your business. Are you willing to give up equity? One of the things that we do is offering memorandum preparation where we can help businesses raise money. We will do the business plan and the offering memorandum so they can sell stock in their businesses. Of course, there are SEC regulations that govern that. But these are other options. So you want to look at what are you willing to give up. So there are a lot of considerations. Number one, the tax planning considerations. You have the estate planning. You have the asset protection. You have the amount of control that you're going to have in your business and the possible return. So you have to weigh all of these different factors as in your planning to determine what's going to be the best fit for you, your management team, and your shareholders.
Okay. Totally understand that. You mentioned earlier about the Barron solution. For our listeners who are just joining in, can you explain that again?
Sure. The first thing is developing the proper mindset for entrepreneurship. And I just want to touch on one of the things that we talked about in the last segment, which was many people were not investing in the knowledge and tools, and they spent so much time learning to be an employee but not a business owner. And this is one of the things that prompted us to do the Barron Youth Program, where we do a national workshop series for kids teaching business and personal finance skills. A lot of people say, well, hey, everyone can't be an entrepreneur. We say, why not? And when you have small businesses employing the majority of workers in the U.S., of course it makes sense to prepare people to be small business owners. Even if they're working in companies, you prepare them in an apprentice fashion so that they can eventually run their own companies. But when we look at the Barron solution, it's about, number one, getting control of your debt. It's very hard to build wealth when you're paying 18 to 30% interest on a credit card. And using the Barron solution, most people can pay off all of their debt, mortgages, student loans, car loans, everything, in 5 to 7 years using only their own income. The next thing you want to do, build up a cash reserve so that you will be able to take advantage of any investment opportunities that present themselves, as well as handle any emergencies. This will give you that level of comfort that you're looking for. Then you put in place the long-term investment portfolio so that you can have hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, by the time you retire. You won't be thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Retirement's creeping up on me. Then you have the cash flow portfolio, where you learn to create and acquire assets that produce income, and that income will surpass your expenses. These can be things such as rental real estate, royalties from intellectual property. These can be things such as direct sales programs, anything that can produce passive or residual income. And then number five is your great business idea. We teach that everyone has a great multi-million-dollar idea inside of them. They just need help bringing structure to it and also pulling together the right team. And that's what we do through the Barron Solution Group.
Okay. So for the listeners who are listening to this now, what are the steps that they should take now? Let's say we're dealing with the average American. The average American's finances, What should they be doing now to prepare for the future in light of the recession, massive layoffs, and all of those things?
You really want to go back to those seven major reasons that people struggle financially. I cannot impress upon people the importance of having a great mentor or coach. I've had a lot of great people that were mentors to me growing up. One of my mentors is actually Chris Williams. He runs the largest black investment bank on Wall Street. And I've had, you know, even down to my father, there were a lot of things that my father taught me early on that were things that really set me on the right path. And I'll just tell you a quick story about that. I remember being a kid asking for a pair of shoes, that there were a pair of Nikes that had a pump on them. My father said, okay, well, let's pull up a stock chart for Nike. He pulled up the stock chart, and the stock had nearly doubled over a couple of years. Then he pointed to another beat-up pair of shoes that I had in the corner, and he asked me, he said, how much do you think those are worth? I said, probably next to nothing. Then he said, well, tell me, what would you rather have, the stock or the pair of shoes? And at that point, I realized that with every dollar, I was choosing to be rich or poor. So I said, I definitely want the stock. And then I realized that I could build wealth by not only just being the investor, but by being the business that produced the product or service. And then I realized that I could build even greater wealth by selling stock in my company to outside investors. So that was really a point that transformed my life, because I understood now that it was my passion to create businesses because I could help other people transform their lives and I could solve a problem. So these are just the little things that people should think about, particularly during the holiday season. Don't just think about giving your child a gift, something that will depreciate in value or have no value. Think about increasing their financial intelligence. These are the things that will pay dividends not only for your child's life, but for generations to come. Think about how your life would be different had your parents made some different decisions. So when it comes to the things that people should be doing now, number one, get a coach. Number two, increase your financial intelligence. Number three, don't try to bury your head in the sand. Actually, dust off those financial statements, those credit card statements, and begin, declare that this 2009 will be your year to turn around your life and to begin a path of financial independence. It can be done rapidly.
Right, and this is the perfect time. Like you explained, all the opportunities that people have with investment and property investment, and opportunities people can create with developing small business and things like that. And I think it's a really good time. And I think getting over those seven financial fears, so to say, is really a hurdle for many people, because dusting off the financial statements, it can be hard, because some people feel like they're so swamped in debt, or like you said, they can't swim through that situation, that they don't know where to start. So I definitely like the get a coach. Can you explain to us the coaching phases and what happens when someone gets a coach? What do you do with the personal, at the personal level as well as at the small business level? What
Sure.
should people expect?
Sure. Well, let me actually back up a little bit, because I'm sure you have a lot of people that say, wow, I'm just so overwhelmed, there's nothing I can do. One of the things I always want to point out to people is that any situation of lack, whether it's money, whether it's credit, whether it's a customer base, whether it's an audience, can be solved through a partnership, but you need to figure out the value and the benefit that you bring to that partnership. So if you ever think you can't afford something or you can't turn around your condition, there's always someone who can help you. You just want to figure out some value and benefit that you can bring to people. So that's the basis of our coaching program, is really helping people to leverage a lot of the assets that they already have at their disposal. But as we go through the coaching program, it breaks out into a number of different programs and phases. We have our core coaching, which we help business owners in every aspect of their business, from coming up with their idea to forming the company, choosing the right type of entity structure or structures. Sometimes it may make sense to have more than one for different reasons, for estate planning, for asset protection, tax planning, et cetera. Then we look at how to capitalize that entity. We show you how to build business credit. We show you how to choose the appropriate type of financing for your business, whether that's debt or equity. We also show you how to market and promote that business, how to develop your brand. Again, a brand is an essential part of a business. So many people don't have a brand. They're running their businesses off of AOL accounts and Yahoo accounts. All these things are damaging your brand and ultimately costing you thousands, tens of thousands, or perhaps even more. Then we look at, how do you automate the business? Again, this is not about how do you create another job for yourself, but how do you automate a business so that you can move on to the next business? I run over 30 websites in addition to my other number of companies that I'm running, and I do this because I have great teams and I know how to automate businesses. So this is what we show you how to do, how to automate and cash out of that business, whether you want to create a franchise or whether you want to take that business public. These are the things that we walk you through, every aspect of it. And we have some niche programs. We have programs for authors. We have programs for, let's say, speakers. People want to learn how to build a six-figure speaking business. We have programs for entrepreneurs. You want to learn how to build a web business. We show you how to do that. The Barron Series has received over 10 web awards, including Best Wealth Building Site and also Best Business Advice Site. So there are a lot of great programs that you can take advantage of through the Barron Series, and we walk you through that. If you want to learn how to create that web business, you want to learn how to create an import-export business, a retail store, it doesn't matter. We can show you how to build that business the right way and pull together the right team.
Well, thank you, William. All of the information that you've given us here today is great. We are about to wrap up, so could you please give our listeners your contact information one more time?
Absolutely. The contact number is 888-90-BARON. That's 888-90-BARON. You can also visit us online at baronseries.com, baronseries.com, baronseries.com.
Okay, and if people are interested in the coaching and training programs, they can contact you at that information?
Yes, and there's also a workshops and coaching section on baronseries.com, so they can just go there as well, and they can fill out the contact form to choose the type of coaching or training they're interested in.
Okay, great. Well, you've been listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to learn and teach. Please visit our website at www.thinkbigradio.com. And to learn more about our big thinking host, visit us at www.thinkbigradiohost.com. I'm the Financially Savvy Sister, and it has been a pleasure. Thank you again, William.
Adrian, thank you. Happy to be with you.
Thank you.
up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without